I'm afraid I'm so very much a new girl at this.
Have you had any evidence yet, anything personal yet?
Not direct voices. This will be my first experience of direct voice. Clairvoyance, that type of evidence, yes. But,
Hi, everyone.
He hasn't had a chance to get a word in anyway, has he?
This sounds was recorded on the 27th of October, 1964, medium Lester Flint.
In the presence of Mrs. Sheriff, remember? Lawrence of Reading.
Lawrence of Arabia.
Remember,
we
issued an amendment to the date because it happens to be the
28th
today.
Oh, is it
28th? It is indeed.
Do you know that's where Mrs. Cope is?
At last.
Nice to see you.
Oh, hello, nice to hear
you. Hello, Auntie.
Hello, dear.
I haven't met the other lady, have I?
No, you haven't.
How do you do? I'm very pleased to see you, and I'm trying to do everything I possibly can to help you, because I know that you want help.
Thank you very much.
And I like you, because you bring very nice vibrations. And as a matter of fact, although you don't talk about it, I think you have got a lot to, that you don't cover up exactly. I don't mean that, but I think that you have had a rough passage.
Well, I think so, but I don't know whether
I think you've had a rough deal, mate. As a matter of fact, quite frankly, I think you've been bearing other people's troubles, and as a matter of fact, people have put trouble on your shoulders which never have been put there in the first place. Can you hear?
Yes. Yes, I can hear. Yes.
This is our little Cockney boy.
We're talking
about...
You've got a piece of jewellery that belonged to a gentleman over here.
Have I? Yes, I have.
Are you wearing it?
I am indeed.
Because she's laughing. He says, I'm sure that's mine. Has she got his watch on?
I have, yes.
Because he says that he can see you, and he knew you was coming here today, and he came with you, and he says that you've been wearing one or two things of his, and he says it's his watch, and he says he's surprised that you... getting it to go. I don't know why she'd say that.
Surprised that I'm getting it to go. Yes, he's probably surprised because it used to lose when it was on me, but it seems to be going all right now.
Well, he says he's surprised because it's evidently going all right now, and it didn't go all right before.
No, when I first started to wear it, it didn't. It kept.
And also, you've had something done to a ring.
Yes, I have.
Have you had something done to this ring? Had it altered in some way? Made smaller or something?
No, I didn't have it made smaller, but I had the stone reset.
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about, but he's talking about a ring. He said that you've had done, and he says it came out very nice. You're very pleased with it.
Yes, that's right. I did.
Also, you've got something else with you, but that's in your handbag, belonging to this gentleman. It's a metal object, and also there's something else as well. I don't know if it's a photograph. He's talking about a photograph.
Yes, I have got a photograph.
Yes, you've got a photograph, and there's a metal object, something that he...
A cigarette lighter.
He used to use himself, and yes. He says you use it, but you never have anything in it.
Oh, it's a cigarette case. Yes, it's a cigarette case.
Yeah, and do you know who Bert is, by any chance?
Bert?
Yeah.
Bert, he has...
He's talking about old Bert.
Well, he has a cousin, I think, that I don't know very well. But
well, I don't know who this Bert is, but he says he's been popping around to see people, including you, of course.
Yeah.
And he's been to see someone, Bert, and he said, did you know that Bert has been very queer, very down, you know, not well?
No, I didn't know. I've lost touch
and
with
him. And also, he's talking about someone called Lou.
Lou? No, I don't know Lou.
That's a lady who's over here. He's met quite a number of people, relations of his family, and probably some of yours as well, from what I can gather.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, in a little while, when he is ready, I'll bring him through to talk to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very direct, wasn't he? Mm.
Yes.
That was potential, wasn't it?
Mm.
Very.
He had rather a peculiar sort of condition, your aunt, your husband.
Yes, he did.
Wasn't quite altogether a normal thing, was it? It's not something that's usual, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it confused everybody.
Yes, because the doctors didn't quite know what to make of it. And
no,
there was two doctors that disagreed. One was, well, as a matter of fact, I don't think you know the full facts, but from what I've been told, there were two doctors who were at loggerheads over your husband.
Yes.
One was a specialist, and the other was an ordinary doctor.
Yes.
And I think the ordinary doctor was right and the specialist was wrong, strangely enough.
Good gracious. Yes, I do know vaguely about
that. Was there some sort of a growth he had then?
Yes, eventually.
And yes, it developed into a sort of cancerous growth.
That's right, yes.
Yes, but there was something else wrong with your husband that some months or some few years before, actually. Oh, crap, hold on.
It's all right, I used to call him that myself.
Yes. Oh, Mickey's trying to be so nice.
Also, he's talking about a piece of hair.
A piece of hair?
Yes, I know this sounds stupid, I can't help it. No. But it's a piece of hair, child's hair. It's blonde.
Yes. I don't know anything about it.
Was it cut from his head when he was a baby and his mother kept it?
Could be, but if so, I don't know about it. I haven't got it.
And he's also... Oh, crap, one minute. Did he ever have anything to do with a kind of a shop?
Shop?
Not an ordinary shop where you go in and buy things, but a kind of a workshop place.
Workshop place? Yes, yes, a factory.
Yes, because he says that they used to supply the shops or something, but it's, I don't know, he's talking about this place, there's this kind of a shop with machines in it.
That's right, yes, you're quite right.
And they switched over in the middle of something too, because he's going back in time in regard to business.
Mm-hmm.
And in the very midst of some operations, they changed completely and did something else. I don't know what's that about.
That, I think, was before my time, but it could well be, yes.
Is there a girl? Have you got a girl?
Have I? No.
Oh, well, what's he talking about the young girl for?
He has a daughter.
Ah, that's what it is then, because he's talking about the girl. He says he often goes to see her.
Yes.
But he says, of course, she doesn't know much about, not interested in this.
No.
And there's a baby.
Well, she has two children, to my knowledge. She may have another one, for all I know.
Ah, wait a moment. There seems to be, always talking 99 to the dozen. I wish you'd Blimey, he's never been through before, I can see that.
No, he hasn't, you're quite right.
He says the times he's tried to get in touch with you. Ooh. Oh, craps. Hello? Hello? I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I'm fine now, particularly.
Penny?
No, I can't understand.
Hold on, he's trying very hard. It's a little difficult. He'll get clearer.
All right.
First time is very difficult for
me. Yes.
Did you have any idea it might be?
No. No, I don't recognise Billy or Lily.
No, they're calling for someone. I mean, the voice. Did you have any idea? Have your grandfather?
Well, I couldn't recognise the voice. No.
Well, it's unlikely that she. That's right. We can hear you. Brought a bird with him.
Try again, friend.
Yes, who is it?
You speak up, Mrs. Sharon.
Hello, darling. I'm all right, thank you.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Only you're very faint.
What are you going to do about the house?
What am I going to do? Well, nothing as far as I know. I'm staying where I am.
Well, I'm glad of it. I thought you might decide to move.
No.
But I'm much better to stay as you are, I think.
You do? Yes, I think so.
Ellie.
Hmm?
Very well, friend. Come on.
I tried to tell the boy about the watch and my cigarette case that you got in your bag.
That's right, my love. Yes. Yes.
It was all so sudden, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it?
And yet I should have known, I suppose.
No, I don't know. I didn't want you to know.
I know, and yet I suppose I should have guessed, but I somehow didn't think I was going to die.
No.
Yet I don't mind in a sense. I'm very well and I'm very happy, except that I know you miss me so, but I want you to know I'm in touch with you. I come and see you pretty well every day. I do everything I can to help you, and I want you to know eventually we shall be together.
Bless you.
That's the thing I want you to remember most.
Yes.
And there's nobody else, only you.
Bless you.
Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Kit.
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 No, I don't understand you.
I've got the dog with me.
Your dog? Which one's this? You had so many. Can you speak up a little bit?
Do my best.
That's right, you do your best. I'm listening hard.
It's very difficult, but I suppose that's to be expected. In a way, it's all very new and strange to me, just the same as it is to you.
Yes, it's more difficult for you. I've only got to sit here and listen.
Did you get everything straightened out all right?
Yes, darling, there's no need to worry. Everything worked out all right.
That's good.
Yes.
Have you ever seen any of the family?
No. Not one.
They don't come near you, I suppose.
No. No, I haven't heard from one. I wrote to Auntie G, but I haven't heard anything.
Stan?
Stan? No, I've never heard
of... Never hear from Stan?
No.
I often go and see Stan, you know.
Do you?
Yes, but I can't understand why Stan doesn't get in touch with you.
No.
I don't think... I don't know, I suppose I shouldn't say it, but I think they're all a bit, well, you know what they were like.
Yes, I know.
And I think they resented you, some of them, you know.
They did?
I don't like having to say it, but I've come to the conclusion that they didn't like the idea of my marriage.
No, they didn't.
Still, they didn't, what does it matter? It was us.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, I'm still here, my love.
Thank you very much for those flowers.
They'll always be there.
Yeah. Where did you get the painting done?
Hmm?
The painting.
Which painting, love?
The colour picture.
I haven't had one done. The one that I've got in the sitting room was one that you did, and I just moved it.
Oh.
Remember, you framed it for me.
Oh, yes, but funny that. I saw it there yesterday, and I thought, well, I don't know, that's not the place.
No, it was in the bedroom, love, remember?
Yes, that's right, but funny that, you know, I didn't realise it was the same one. I thought it must have been another one.
No, I've contemplated having some of the other ones done.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
By the way...
Yes?
Because I'm going back a few years, so you'll probably be a bit confused, but do you remember the factory?
Yeah, I do.
Do you remember the print?
Print? What print, love? Oh, yes, I remember the print, yes.
Yes. What happened about the print?
I never heard any more, my love. I don't know. They're still there, as far as I know.
Well, why don't you do something about it?
I can't very well, my dear. They wouldn't entertain the idea.
Wouldn't they?
No.
I'd like you to have them.
I know you would. I'd like to have them, darling, but I don't think they'd let me have them.
Oh, well, I suppose it's best not to bother, but it seems a pity.
It does. It is a pity.
I always knew you'd like those. Isn't it strange? You there, me here.
It is. Frustrating.
Yes. In a way, yes, it's true. But yes. I feel this about it. Now you know, it make all the difference.
Yes.
It's only a matter of time and we should be together again.
Bless you, darling.
I see you had to have something done then to your foot.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Is it better now?
Yes, it's all right now, love.
Good.
Yes.
Isn't it funny? Did you come up by train?
Yes, I came up by train on Saturday.
When are you going back?
Tonight, love.
Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about being on your own? You manage all right?
I manage all right. I'm, if I haven't got you, I'd rather be on my own than with anybody else. That's how I feel. I don't want anybody else with me.
Bed.
Yes, darling.
Pet.
You're still there, my love?
Pet.
Are you trying to say pet?
Yes,
pet. Yes, my love.
My pet.
Yes, I know.
Betty.
Oh, Betty. No, darling. No, not Betty. You got the name wrong.
I didn't say Betty. I said Betty.
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
Yes, love.
Oh, dear.
What about our pussycat?
Yes. I've got the animals with me.
Have you got them all there?
How do you manage the garden?
I don't, darling. Mr. Keane's taking it back again now.
Is he?
Well,
that's just as well.
Well, it is. Daddy was going to do it, but he's too poorly to do it now, so Mr. Keane's got it back again.
He's dead.
Not at all well, darling.
I didn't think he seemed too good, but of course it's his age.
Well, it is. There's nothing we can do but keep...
I say.
Yes, darling.
Did you know there was a tortoise in the garden?
No. No, I didn't.
No.
Is there?
There was, and if it's still there.
Oh.
By the way, the place looks very nice. You had some decorating done.
Yes, I did, darling.
Looks
do you like
nice.
It?
Very nice, yes. I think you've done it very well. It looks very nice.
Good.
Of course, we talked about all sorts of things we were going to do, didn't we?
Yes, well, we were going to do all this, you
yes.
see.
Yes, now so. You've had some of it done anyway.
So I thought I'd better do...
And you've moved rooms.
Yes, that's right, I have. I've dispensed with the one room.
Yes, well, I think it's as well.
Do you like it?
Very much.
God.
By the way, another thing I noticed.
Yes, love?
You've done your hair different.
Yes, I think I have a bit, haven't I? I keep messing about with it.
Well, it looks different anyway.
Does it?
Perhaps it's the way I see you.
Probably. I have messed about with
what
it.
What did you do with my teeth?
I've still got them, darling.
Well, whatever, do you want to keep those two?
I don't, but what do I do with them?
I know that I didn't have them when I was put to rest, as you call it.
Oh, those? Oh, I think they popped them back in your mouth and disposed of them with your body.
They usually
do. I've got some old ones at home,
but you've got those old ones.
I've got the very old ones at home.
Why do you keep those?
Well, I don't know what to do with them.
You chuck them away.
Put them in the dustbin.
Also those specs.
Oh yes, I've got all your specs.
Yes, three pairs.
That's it, yes.
Yes, and also, do you I don't suppose you're going to remember this, and yet you might. Do you remember a certain incident in regard to a well?
A well?
Yes.
No, I don't,
No, I'm talking about a well that you get water out of.
One that we owned?
Years ago, this was, of course, a number of years back.
Mm-hmm. Do you mean the well that we had that ran dry?
No, I'm talking about a special well and a stupid thing, a wishing well.
I don't remember it, darling, no.
Well, never mind, I don't know why it enters my head. I find as I'm staying here, all sorts of odd things keep coming back to me. Stupid things, some of them, I suppose.
You keep saying them. Just keep saying
then
them.
Then there was the fire.
Fire?
Oh, it wasn't a real fire.
No, don't remember that either.
It wasn't a real fire, but it could have been.
Oh, where was that?
Do you remember Scott's?
Scott's? No, I don't. I don't know where you are at the moment. Are you still there? No, I don't know.
Never mind, it's not
very important.
Important, I suppose. Let's talk about personal things.
Yes,
what shall we talk about?
Anything you like.
Yes, but
what are you doing?
Talking to you.
Yes, I know you are, darling. But when you're not talking to me, how do you occupy yourself?
Oh, I've many interests. I'm very interested in music.
Yes, love.
And not only that, I'm interested in all forms of arts, painting, yes. And music. Yes.
Yes, that's...
And I'm very happy in all the various things I find to do.
Yes.
By the way...
Yes, love?
What was the argument about cremation for?
Oh, well, that was very difficult, darling. It was all a matter of papers having to go up to Frank and come back again and all that sort of thing.
I couldn't see why there should be such a mess and such a lot of nonsense.
Well, they were the executors and we had to send them up and get... their signatures and all sorts of funny things.
Oh, I see. Only I couldn't see why, since it was all so straightforward.
Well, it seemed it to me, but apparently
it wasn't.
Of course,
you know, those two doctors, they didn't agree. You know.
No, so I've just been hearing.
And you know there was operation?
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, it wasn't really necessary. Now I can say that, but not that it would have made any difference. I would have died, I suppose, just the same. But I might have stayed a bit longer.
You might have done, yes. You might have stayed a bit
longer. But it hastened it, you know.
Mm. Yes, but it was... they thought they were doing right.
Oh, yes, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying they didn't do their best. But, you know, they shifted me in that place.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
Remember the second on the left?
Yes. Yes, I remember.
Do you remember the sister?
Yes. Yes, I remember her.
She was a nice person.
She was lovely.
And then there was that coloured girl.
Yes, I remember her
too. She was very kind.
Yes.
And then there was someone they called Effie.
I never knew their names, darling. You would know their names after being there 5 minutes, but I didn't.
Yes. You probably didn't anyway.
No, I didn't.
Do you remember the man with the beard?
Yes.
He was a character.
He was too, wasn't he?
Jolly Brad.
Yes.
I'm talking away to you, but I haven't been introduced to your friends.
I'm terribly sorry, darling. Mrs. Buckley on my right, Mr. Lawrence on my left, Mr. Flint. Sorry, love.
Very nice to hear you able to come through this afternoon, friend. Carry on.
Dick.
What about Dick? What about him, love? Are you meaning Barbara's husband, Dick?
Yes.
No, Ducky, I haven't heard anything of them.
I can't understand why Babs and Dick ever contacted you.
No, I don't know. Well, I suppose they just don't think it's necessary anymore now you're not there.
I don't think that's very nice because, well, I often go and see them, you know.
Do you, love?
Yes.
I bet they don't know it, though, do they?
They don't know it, and I don't suppose they'd get tuppence if they did. I suppose I shouldn't say it.
Hmm.
But you know. No, she's not a bad girl.
She isn't, darling. She's not a bad girl at all.
But I think she... Well, I could say, but what's the point?
What's the point, as you say? Do you know anything about Peggy?
Yes.
What?
I hope she'll be happy.
I hope she will be, love.
Do you think? I think she will, don't you?
Well, I don't know, love.
You don't think she's made a mistake, do you?
I've no way of judging, love, because I never hear from her.
By the way...
Yes, love?
The bungalow.
What bungalow, darling?
Do you remember we used to talk about it?
Yes.
Never came to anything,
no,
did it?
No, it didn't.
Still, what does it matter?
Doesn't matter now.
You're happy where you are, that's the thing.
Yes, well, I don't want it now, do I?
Not really, no.
No. I don't need it anymore.
What do you do to keep yourself busy?
Oh, the usual things that I did before, darling. I look at television, I knit, I read, I do the housework, I go and see Mum and Dad. And all the
talking about Mum and Dad, how are they? They seem pretty well considering.
Yes, considering all things they are, yes. But, you know...
Since Dad's breaking up.
Dad is breaking up, yes, love.
It would never surprise me if he joins me in a...
No. You'll be there when he does, won't you?
Oh, yes, of
Please.
Course I shall.
Yes.
By the way,
yes, love.
While I think of it, don't let's forget there's a very important anniversary coming up very soon.
It's right here, my love.
Yeah, what is it? Just a couple of days or something?
No, it's right here this minute.
Is it?
Yes, it is. Oh, you never remember dates, do you?
No, I knew it was the end of October, but I wasn't sure if it was tomorrow or the next day.
No, darling, it's today.
Oh, today. Oh, well. I'm sorry.
Your head for dates is no better.
It's her birthday.
Hmm?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Well,
you shouldn't forget today of all days, no. Birthdays I will have forgive, but you shouldn't forget today.
I shouldn't forget today.
Never mind, you knew it was coming, so we'll forgive you.
I know it sounds the odd thing to say.
Yes, love.
But I hadn't really forgotten, although I couldn't be sure whether it was... I knew it was a day or so, I didn't know... what the day was, you see, but...
I know.
I knew it was just now.
Yes. It's all right, my love, I'm only pulling your leg.
Registry office.
I suppose you could call it that.
What'd you say?
I said, I suppose you could call it that, yes.
But it wasn't a church.
It wasn't indeed. No.
What do you call it then?
I don't know, love, but I called bothered even bother to call it anything. It's just today.
How long was that ago now? 20 odd years?
No, darling. It may seem like that to you, but it wasn't, you know. It's only 12.
Well, it was getting on. I know it was not so long ago, but 1950-something. I don't know.
That's right.
All I know is that we did the trick.
We did the trick, you're quite right.
And I'm afraid we didn't have very warm reception in certain quarters, did we?
We had no blessings from anyone.
No, nobody could have cared less, but we were happy.
How right you are. The car? Yes, darling, I remember the car.
And the trip out?
Yes.
Trips out. And do you remember Joan?
Joan? Which Joan? No, I don't remember Joan, love.
Joan?
No. No, I don't remember Joan. Where's Joan in the picture? No, I don't know Joan. I don't know who you're referring to, love.
Wasn't her name Joan?
Yes. I bet it wasn't. You've probably got a wrong name.
I'm not talking about an old flame.
No, but you never did get the names right anyway, whether they were flames or not. Which one's this? You tell me about her and I'll tell you what her name was.
Office.
office. Oh, yes, you're right. Oh, I do beg your pardon. You mean little Joan who married Ted?
That's it.
Yes, I'm... Oh, I am so sorry, love. Yes, you're quite right, Joan. I remember Joan, yes.
Did you ever hear from her?
No,
she
don't.
She was a nice kid, you know.
She was. She was a lovely girl.
Oh, she's happy.
Mm.
All I can say is I hope everyone who's married is as happy as we were.
Yes, so
but
you
I
are.
I doubt it.
Yes.
We
yes.
were right for each other, you know.
We were indeed.
I could say a lot, but I'd better not.
Probably put your foot in it if you do.
We had our ups and downs, but we were happy. Weren't we, love?
We were indeed.
I wish I could stop and speak all the afternoon.
Yes.
They already tell me I'm taking up all the power, but I can't help that. It's my chance, and I'm jolly well going to take it.
Yes, darling.
Yeah,
yes, that's what we're here for, isn't it, love?
Anyway, yes. I was told by, I think the boy's name is Mickey, that these other two are just stooges.
Rather derogatory way to describe them, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, but they understand,
yes.
According to the boy, they understand. They're only too glad, he says, to bring someone, listen and help, you know.
Yes,
and I was so disappointed last time you came. Everything seemed to be wrong. It was no one's fault, I suppose, but I had so looked forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so disappointed.
Sure, yes.
You're going back today, are you?
Yes, I'm going back tonight, love. Yes. Yes. Do you know who's with me in London? Have you seen?
A boy.
No, darling. No, no boy. Jane.
Jane.
Jane. Yes. You've not forgotten Jane.
No, no, of course I haven't forgotten Jane. Why didn't you bring Jane with you then?
Well, she only came at the last minute, darling, and it wasn't convenient. Well, no, because she's living in Plymouth now.
She's not living with you.
Not living... No, 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 it's all right. No, she's not living with me, darling.
You don't want that. You don't want that lock.
No, my love, I don't.
I didn't... Well, that's what I didn't understand when you said she was down in Plymouth. I thought, well, I've never seen her around the house, so she can't be with you.
No, darling, she's not with me. No, oh, she came
just,
down just before you went.
Just see her occasionally, do you?
Yes, well, I see her every lunchtime. She's working in town, but she doesn't live with me, of course.
Oh, that would never work out.
No, darling, no.
She's a nice girl.
She is. No.
How's Bob?
Bob? Bob? Who's Bob? Don't know Bob. You got the name right? Bob? Don't know Bob.
You remember Driscoll?
Hmm?
You remember Driscoll?
Perhaps
you've forgotten.
Driscoll, Driscoll.
Talk about me having a bad memory. You're a damn sight worse than me.
Yeah, I am nothing. Driscoll, 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 Driscoll. Now, do you mean Bob? I bet you've got the name wrong. Do you mean Driscoll or do you mean Discombe?
Discombe, that's it. Discombe.
That's it, and his name was Ron and not Bob.
Oh, I thought it was Bob. I can't remember exactly, but did you ever see him?
No, love, no, haven't seen him. I wrote to him and I'd not had a reply.
Didn't he answer?
No.
Good Lord.
No.
Just goes to show.
And I wrote to Dr. Dan and I didn't have a reply from him. Do you remember Dr. Dan?
We should put a stamp to his envelope in.
I think I probably should, but if they need that, well, if they need me to pay the post.
I know, I'm only teasing you. What's the worry?
Oh, dear.
I think you're right. I do get a little bit mixed with names.
Well, you always used to,
I always used to stop and think, now, what was her name? And sometimes when I was introduced, I used to say, hello, Mrs. Ramama, Ramama.
That's it. That's it.
You know, still...
Why worry, indeed? You knew who you meant, and I usually did.
The stick's still there, I see.
Hmm?
That stick's still there.
That what, love?
Stick.
Which stick, love? Which stick? Hmm? Which one are you talking about? you still there?
Wonderfully gone.
First time, remarkable. Mm.
Are you still there, love? Where have you gone? It's a silly question to ask.
Sometimes it's very difficult for people to hold on as long as that. First time, having to concentrate on things appertaining to the past, to remember, recapture things, names, places and incidents and so on. At the same time, struggling to even manifest for a second is very complicated and at times very difficult for some, but I thought he did remarkably well. I should imagine if you come again, he'll probably do so much better. After the initial attempt, it's usually better for them, but I think he's been remarkable.
Yes.
Naturally, one could always hope to receive more, but taking into consideration this is his first real attempt, I think it's extremely good. And I think you'll find if you check up, there's a tremendous amount of personal evidence there. Odd things, strange things, perhaps some of them, but things which only he can discuss or talk about in places and people, etc. Anyway, I hope you'll come again, madam, because you certainly seem to reciprocate, you certainly seem to have a certain amount of power indeed of your own, which, providing you could sit with good sitters under the right conditions, no doubt would develop. I don't know if it's possible or feasible for you to do such a thing, but I would recommend it if you could.
I would like to try, if I can be of any help to anybody.
Well, I think if you could either join a circle or perhaps have a few friends, if you have friends, that is, who are interested in this subject, to sit with you as an experiment once a week, it would be an excellent idea. Give your husband great pleasure, of course.
Yes,
I will. By the way, I don't wish to pry or to appear nosy, but I think there must have been some great misunderstanding in regard to your husband with his first marriage.
Yes, there was.
Heavenly didn't work out very well.
No.
And I should imagine from what I gather that he and his first wife are separated.
Yes, that's right.
But she's not on this side.
Not as far as I know.
No, because from what I can gather, she's still on your side.
Yes.
Although evidently the link between him and her obviously is a very weak one. I don't think, of course, at one moment that there's any ill feeling, but at the same time, I don't feel that there's anything to draw him to her at all. It's pretty obvious to me that the link between you and your husband is a remarkably strong one, and that you can be well assured when the time comes for you to join him, you will be together, because the link there is a very real one.
Thank you. That's all
anyway, my God, may God bless you, my dear, and to your friends here too. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
I'm so sorry. I know it's not possible, but I wish I could just say a few words.
Speak up. Come along.
Edith.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, dear.
Can you hear?
Yes. Who's speaking?
It's me, it's
Mother.
Oh.
Jim's mother.
Oh, Jim's mother.
Yes.
Yes.
I've come with Jim today.
Oh.
I just thought you'd like to know we were all here.
Yes,
dear. We all sit down, love and blessings to you.
Thank you.
And a big kiss from us all.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're better.
Thank you very much, dear. Yes, I'm better.
Carry on the circle.
Yes, dear.
Don't worry. Made you feeling better.
Thank you.
And the children?
Oh, I haven't heard anything.
I can't understand. No. They should have written to you, you know.
Yes.
Got in touch with you.
Yes.
I don't know.
Never mind.
Anyway, love, all my love to you.
Yes.
Best wishes to you too.
Thank you, darling.
All the best.
Hello, Jim.
All the best there. Get on the good work of the church.
Oh, okay.
And glad we could help your friend today. We all concentrated on our husband.
Yes, we did want to be sitting for him today.
Yes, well, we did our best.
Yes, thank you very much.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye,
big kiss for you.
Yes. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And I hope you'll come again, Madam Sheriff.
Sheriff?
I hope I will, thank you very much.
Madam Sheriff.
Here we are.
I knew you were going to have a good sitting, Mrs. Sheriff.
Did you?
Help me in our
cupcakes.
Yes. You've had a wonderful old day.
I think it's about the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Yes, one of the guys told us that you were having a good sitting in my room. They didn't know I was coming up here. I didn't tell them, so. Because they all want to come, I do.
Haven't you ever brought your circle?
Yes.
Oh, you should do it once, didn't you?
Teaching at all? At the end of every month I ask myself this question, and it's a good job, I like it, but I feel that I must have a job with more money somehow, and I know people that have left, young married men who have left because although they liked the job and they were happy in it, they simply couldn't meet their financial commitments.
How have you found the difference between what you earn and the increase in prices over the last few years? Has your salary kept pace with increasing prices?
Certainly not. Even our big expense is the day-to-day buying of food and fuel, and this has risen considerably. My wife knows more about it than I do.
Would you say that you were worse off now than you were a couple of years ago, Prince?
Certainly.
Ex-public schoolboy in the...